Homily 46. Jesus. Out of his mind? When I contemplated this morning's readings, I thought of a wholly learned and exceptionally hard-working Japanese Jesuit who lived here to obtain a Boston College doctorate. When he entered the Jesuits, his Buddhist family, with the exception of his sister, would have nothing to do with him. His sister told him that his many letters to his mother and father remained unopened. So he began to send them postcards. Very clever. And they took offense at him. In this morning's gospel, when the crowds say to Jesus, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you," Jesus retorts, "Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Thus, he contrasts the faith of those who follow him with the lack of faith among his own relatives and those of his hometown. An African Jesuit told me that at his first Mass, a European Jesuit asked to be introduced to his family. The African pointed to the entire village and said, "These are my mothers, my fathers, my sisters, and my brothers." His native language, like Hebrew, Aramaic, has no separate word for uncle, aunt, cousin, and the like. This is also true, as I said, of Hebrew and Aramaic. In some cultures to this day, it does not take blood to be part of one's intimate family. When John baptized Jesus in the Jordan, an event that inaugurated Jesus' mission, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. This Holy Spirit had abandoned the Jerusalem temple when the Babylonians destroyed it. The Holy Spirit of prophecy departed later because of Israel's sin. Jesus is now established as Israel's true temple and the prophet who would usher in the kingdom of God. Shortly before his death, the atheist Christopher Hitchens spoke of Jesus Christ as a madman, a megalomaniac, who allegedly thought that he was the way, the truth, and the life. I like what Hitchens said because in one sense, Jesus is who he says he is, or he's insane. This morning's gospel, for example, shows Jesus replacing with his own law what Yahweh God had commanded the Jews through Moses with respect to love, hate, the taking of oaths, murder, retaliation, adultery, and so forth. "You have heard that it was said," meaning God said, "but I say to you." Time and again, Jesus goes beyond the prophets who said, "Thus says the Lord," with, "but I say to you." Jesus forgave sins. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus claimed to be greater than Solomon, Elijah, the embodiment of wisdom and prophecy in the Old Testament. He claimed that he and the Father were one, that only he had seen the Father, that he who sees him sees the Father, and that salvation is only through him. Unlike the prophets, Jesus never says, "Thus says the Lord." He declares, "But I say to you, amen, amen, I say to you." No Jew would have called God Abba. It was too intimate a way to address God. However, Jesus always prays to Abba this way, except on the cross when he quoted from a psalm, "My God, my God, Eli, Eli, why have you forsaken me?" Because of the power of Jesus' exorcisms, his enemies accused him of being possessed by an unclean spirit. He retorts that they have committed the one unforgivable sin. They fail to recognize that he is the bearer of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of the age to come, which makes him the prophet par excellence. This Jesus claims that he was not only greater than the temple, the heart of Jewish life, but that his very body is the temple itself. He claims that he was greater than Jonah, the prophet. is God's very own enfleshed word. He claims to be greater than Solomon, the epitome of Jewish wisdom. He is God's wisdom in the flesh. Not only does he proclaim himself to be Lord of the Sabbath, but asserts that he himself is Sabbath rest and peace incarnate. Now, Jesus, through his person, miracles, exorcisms, preachings, and the like, made the highly subversive claim that the kingdom of God was breaking in because he was present, that he was Israel's prophet, Messiah, king, who would finally set things straight. But not as many Jews mistakenly thought, that the Messiah king was the one to drive out the Romans, the pseudo-king Herod, to rebuild the temple. Didn't Herod try to kill Jesus when he was only a baby? Weren't the Herodians always sniffing around to get Jesus into trouble? Moreover, the Romans had crucified not only more than one messianic king pretender, but also their followers and their families. This is the context for understanding the reaction of Jesus' own family and the people of Nazareth. Fear of what the Romans and the Herodians might do to them because of Jesus' claims. On an earlier occasion, when his family heard about Jesus' activities, they went to take charge of him, and they said, again, my favorite line in the New Testament, he's out of his mind. The teachers of the law exclaimed, he is possessed by Beelzebul. He's a Samaritan, a racial slur as provocative as the N-word in our culture. Although Jesus, his wisdom, his mighty deeds, do astonish the people of Nazareth, he challenges them. You tell me, do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. He reminds them that in Elijah's day, only the leper, Naaman the Syrian, a foreigner, was cured. This so infuriates his hearers in the Nazareth synagogue that they seize him, take him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he slips away. His own received him not. This rejection and attempted murder by some in Jesus' relatives and the good people of Nazareth foreshadows his ultimate rejection and crucifixion in Jerusalem. One contemporary bishop, Riley, pointed out that Jesus and the Apostle Paul faced grave opposition, imprisonment, beatings, and execution. But wherever he went, the bishop went, he said, he is treated with hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. Would you and I be willing to suffer to remain Christ's faithful disciples? Are we even capable of forgiving not 7, but 77 times, meaning always? Are we capable of the great love that may be demanded of us to give up our life for another? The bishop's cocktail circuit looks good from here. His own received him not.